This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The proof that God loves you, not loved you past tense, but loves you present tense, is that He sent His Son. He sent His Son to earth, and that's what John 1 talks about, that God became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, John says, meaning we saw Him. We saw the Son of the living God in the flesh. He became flesh. That's the incarnation. And God sent His Son to be the propitiation, which means the atoning sacrifice for our sins, so that I do have to stand accountable for my sin, just like you do, but someone stood in your place and took that guilt, which is a big deal, folks, bigger than you think it is. He took your guilt upon Him on the cross. And by accepting what He did, receiving what He did, there is forgiveness of sins. Folks, that's the most therapeutic thing that can happen in a man's life. It's the most therapeutic thing that can happen in a woman's life, to have your sins forgiven and believe it. And believe it and trust that it's true. Some of you know who T.D. Jakes is, a minister in Dallas, Texas. I think he preaches to 26,000 people every week. It's a phenomenal church called Potter's House in Dallas. I've heard T.D. speak in person a couple times. And he tells a story out of his childhood that really touched me. He described his dad, when he grew up in West Virginia, by the way. People think he's from Texas. He grew up in West Virginia. He said, my dad was the most stubborn person in terms of refusing to ask for directions. Anybody relate to that with a family member? Somebody won't ask for directions. My dad would do two things. He wouldn't look at a map, and he refused to stop and ask somebody directions. That was too humbling to do that. Here's the tragedy. T.D. Jakes said, most of the time, it wasn't that my dad was going in the wrong direction. Most of the time, we were going in the opposite direction. If we needed to be going north up Interstate 77 through West Virginia, we were going south. If we needed to go east on Interstate 64, we were going west. He said it was oftentimes we were going in the opposite direction. I thought, what a parable for the United States of America at Christmas 2014. Folks, we're not only going in the wrong direction, we're going in the opposite direction, morally and spiritually. We really are. We are going in the opposite direction spiritually. And there are people in their marriages who don't get it, but they're doing everything that is counterproductive to blessing their marriage. And there are families that are doing anything that's 180 degrees in the wrong direction to bless their children. And you know the drill. That's the way it is in the United States of America in 2014. We're not only going off, 20 degrees to the right or left, we're going in the opposite direction. We're walking away from the Lord instead of toward Him. And as I say often, you know you've repented in your life when you stop walking away from the Lord and you start walking toward Him. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about, because this year, 2014, was the year you started walking toward the Lord. We're in a generation today, I'm afraid. I mentioned this recently. We say no Jesus, we see no Jesus, and we hear no Jesus. We have nothing to do with the Christ of Bethlehem. We have everything to do with the economy and everything to do with marketing and everything to do with purchasing and selling, but nothing to do with the Christ of Christmas as a culture. We're walking away. We're like T.D. Jakes's dad. We're going in the opposite direction. All I'm asking you to do today is to start walking with Him and walking toward Him. And start believing in the Christ of Christmas, realizing He's the only hope. Your hope is not the economy. It's not politics. Your hope is in the Lord. It always has been, always will be.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.